Numbers chapter 30. This is about vows that people make to God. When a man vows a vow to Yahweh or swears an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Well, that might sound obvious, but let's think about it. It means that it is quite natural in our walk with God that we want to make a free will dedication to him. We want to give him something. We want to do something. We want to promise something to him. That is quite natural, and that is how it should be in the healthy spiritual life, that thank you, God. Thank you. I want to do this. I just want to give this to you or that to you or whatever. That is how it should be. That is the way of gratitude. And it might sound obvious to say, well, if you do make a vow, you must do it. But I think it's getting at the human tendency which there is to be caught up on the cusp of emotion. Oh, yeah, I want to do this for God. Oh, God, I'm going to do this for you. And then, well, you don't do it. That's not right. In other words, God does not want us to simply be carried away by maybe a group mentality or emotion and saying, oh, yeah, I will dedicate this or that to God. He wants us to more soberly, seriously decide that, yes, I will do this and do it. When a woman vows a vow to Yahweh and binds herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and her bond with which she has bound her soul, if her father holds his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand. But if her father disallows the vow when he hears it, then it will not stand. So, a girl usually got married in those days fairly young, certainly as a teenager. So God foresaw that a young woman, what we would call a girl really, who's still living at home, might make a vow, might say, oh, I promise this or that to God. Just shows how God expects and imagines that even young people will have that same feeling. I want to do something for God and give him something. And likewise, talking about women making vows, it's the same if a woman had a husband. If she vowed something and her husband heard it and didn't say anything, well, the vow stood. But if he heard the vow and said, no, 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 well, then it didn't stand. So then I think what that shows is that both men and women were expected to make these vows. That might sound obvious, but in those days, religion was very much a hobby of men, and women didn't really play much role at all. And yet you see how God is so open to people, both men and women, and also young people. Say, a girl who's still living at home in her father's house, who may be even a young teenager, they can still make their individual relationship with God and make their promises to God. And that we, in principle, although the law of Moses is finished, we should be the same, that yes, I want to do something. I want to give something to God. That is absolutely natural for anyone who is in love with God.